The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I have entirely too much fun here.
Oh, well, yes, we are having a good time. It is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm glad you're having fun, Chris, because I'm not paying you. So that helps.
But we get lots of advertisements out for ChristopherCantwell.com and some garbage podcast, which is going to come back.
Oh?
It will come back. I thought I was going to lose my studio. Yeah.
Well,
I thought I was going to lose my studio. And I sort of did, but if you look at my my living situation right now, it actually does allow for me to continue some garbage podcast. So don't worry, if you've just been waiting for garbage on your freaking listening device, I'm going to make some.
Excellent. You can get that when it's available over at ChristopherCantwell.com. Now, Chris, thank you to Daryl W. Perry, our Friday night co-host. He did the research to answer your question about where are the middle-class black neighborhoods. And they do exist. They are, according to PraiseDC.com, this is a radio station website, according originally to AtlantaBlackStar.com, they go through the 10 most affluent black communities in America, and interestingly, 7 out of 10 of them are found in the state of Maryland.
So I'm gonna real quick say that Atlanta Black Star is not a credible source of information, and just we'll go with it. I had something I was going to write a reply to something from Atlanta Black Star actually yesterday, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean,
let's just go with the numbers.
And
I will presume that she's telling the truth for this one. Let's go ahead.
Just demographics. I don't know who wrote this. It's not cited.
For the purpose of this discussion, we will assume that the information is correct. And I will come back next week and I will tell you why it's complete garbage.
Unionville, New York is number 10 on the list. Average family income there is $76,000. It's a small community in the suburbs of New York, predominantly black, a middle class community. The population of Unionville, New York, is about 600. I just looked it up a moment ago. And then going all the way down the list, you go to up to View Park, Windsor Hill in California, an affluent black community with an average family income of $159,000 there. View Park, Windsor Hills are part of a band of districts from Culver City's Fox Hills District on the west to the Los Angeles district of Limert Park. This area is the single largest geographically middle and upper class black community in the United States. Now, what we don't get on this list is the crime rates in these various different areas. But I will go out on a limb and suggest that in upper and middle class black neighborhoods, you do not have the same crime rate that you do in poor black neighborhoods. I think the same thing will be true there as you see in white neighborhoods. You know, you look at the trailer park versus the gated communities, you're going to find more crime at the trailer park.
You're absolutely going to see more crime in the lower income neighborhood. But my understanding, like, I don't think that, like, I do think that, you know, in the black community, unfortunately, there's a lot of influence. There's a lot of influence from, shall we say, gangster rap, right? Like, that's a really popular culture.
Lots of white kids listen to gangster rap,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and a lot of them are scumbag losers who end up in jail and commit crimes.
Okay. In fact, I believe you had some gangster rap in your past.
Yeah,
right?
I've got some gangster rap in my present. I was listening to gangster rap earlier this afternoon because I had the decency not to take my revolver out and shoot at innocent people in the street when I drove here.
Let's go to the phones here. Daniel's on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Daniel.
Hi, guys. I got a couple quick thoughts about this whole cops and racism thing.
Okay, sir.
First, about the crime stats, it's my understanding that the real demographic that produces, you know, criminals disproportionately has nothing to do with race. It's poor Southerners, regardless of race. And
okay.
If you look within black communities in non-Southern states, there's a real strong correlation between when someone's family left the South and the likelihood that that person is going to, you know, fall into the gangster culture or whatever that Mr. Cantwell's been discussing. So that's one
interesting
point. Another thing is about cops.
So what you're saying is people from the South, black people from the South, are more likely to be of a criminal element?
Not specifically from the South. It's poor Southerners. If you look at
anyone from the South,
whether they be white or black.
That's interesting.
That's that sort of subculture of sort of redneck.
It may just be because, I don't know. It would be interesting to kind of break down the why as to that, because it may just be because it gets so damn cold up here half the year that the criminals just don't want to go out and do anything.
Well, I mean, if you listen to rap music, right, like they'll talk about like the summertime in the projects. It's like if it's hot outside, somebody's getting shot, right? they're out hanging out in the streets and somebody's going to get killed. In the wintertime, they stay indoors.
That same culture is in poor white southern trailer parks.
It's absolutely. Absolutely.
Haven't you ever seen Trailer Park Boys?
Read Thomas Sowell's Black Rednecks and White Liberals. It's very interesting. He basically traces the modern urban ghetto culture back to poor southern culture, and then from there back to the borderlands of Scotland and England and the redneck culture that developed there and then was transplanted to the southern United States. It's very
I imagine he's got to make some pretty serious leaps there, but I'll try to take a look into it.
It's interesting book. And then another quick point about the cost. I think what's overlooked. We understand that costs are highly predatorial in their behavior. The indispensable skill for a predator is learning to spot vulnerable prey. Mm-hmm. Now, when a cop pulls over a middle-class, well-dressed white guy, he sees someone who can probably get an attorney, probably knows his rights, maybe his brother's an attorney, maybe he knows somebody on the city council. Point is, it's somebody who can fight back.
Yep.
When he pulls over a poor minority kid, he sees a guy who probably does not know or cannot articulate his rights, probably can't afford an attorney, probably lacks a lot of the language skills to, like, appropriately handle a hostile authority figure, all sorts of things that don't allow him to fight back. And that's why I think you see a disproportionate negative effect of cops on minority communities.
Yeah, well, here's the other side of that, though, because I think that when you pull over your well-dressed, middle-aged white man, he's a lot less likely to resist arrest, right? And cops are cowards. So, I mean, why are they not going out?
Some of them like to get... Yeah, that's true, Chris. But also, on the other hand, I mean, we talked to Barry Cooper on this show from NeverGetBusted.com. I don't know if you've ever talked to Barry, but when we had him on, he talked about how when he was a cop down in Texas, and he was for a number of years a narcotics officer down there, but when he first got started as a cop down in Texas, he said he'd get a rush off of just pulling somebody over to give him a speeding ticket.
Right.
You know, he'd get this rush off of that.
Story. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, eventually that kind of went away.
He's an adrenaline junkie.
Well, right, but he's not uncommon, right? It's not uncommon for cops to be adrenaline junkies. And so what he explained was that eventually he got to the point where he was leaving handcuffs undone or just not handcuffing people who, you know, he suspected might possibly run so he could then, you know, chase after them and tackle them and fight them. Like, he wanted to have an excuse to get in a fight.
I'm certain that this exists, but the reason that Barry Cooper's story is interesting is because I think it's sort of uncommon, right? I mean, there's a lot of cops who
What's uncommon about Barry Cooper is that he left the police and became a good guy.
Well, that too, but the thing is that a lot of them are shiftless losers. They just wanted a cop. They wanted a government job with a pension. They want to go home and screw their wives at the end of the night. They're not trying to get themselves killed.
Maybe, Chris, but go ahead, Daniel. What were you saying there?
Well, what I said was 80% of the problems are going to come from 20% of the problem cops. I mean, most cops, most of the time, aren't looking to cause people other problems.
No, they're definitely looking to cause people problems. That's their job. That's how they get paid.
Yeah, that's true.
But they're not going to be out going and looking for violent predators, right? That's why they don't. There's this whole thing in New Orleans, right? That like the cops are just like throwing rape cases away, and they probably did it with other violent crime things too. And it's why, because it's not what they want to do. They don't want to go after violent criminals. They want to catch. But who's your vulnerable prey? Is your vulnerable prey
young people?
The vulnerable prey is not the guy who runs a really serious risk of fighting back, shooting you, kicking your rear end in, and resisting arrest. The vulnerable prey is the guy who's not going to resist you, and that more accurately matches the middle-aged white guy who's not going to fight you.
I think you are totally misunderstanding the nature of the threat. They're not afraid of the guy who's going to fight back and shoot.
Yes, they are. They are terrified.
Let me finish. They know how to handle that problem. They can always call in more backup. You don't have a chopper. You don't have a fleet of motorcycles. You don't have a tank. They do. What they are afraid of is the guy who sits there calmly, handles it, and then kicks their butt in court. That's the guy who can actually is a problem for them.
I'm with Daniel on this one.
That's why they do not escalate.
People fear getting assaulted, period.
As they're not afraid of it.
Daniel, I'm with you, man. I'm with you on this one. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. More coming up here in moments. 855 450 free. We'll come back with more. Chris Cantwell's here. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by ProXVPN. It's a global virtual private network. They encrypt your online data, meaning that your internet service provider will no longer be able to save your surfing history. They're probably recording all of the websites you visit and the search terms you enter, maybe keeping those logs for up to 5 years in some cases. You can stop that from happening tonight by going to proxpn.com/FTL and getting started there. Download their app for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, even Android devices, plus Linux users. You can also use ProXPN. The setup's a little bit different for you if you're on Linux. It's fairly simple, though. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get started there for free. But when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites, you get it all at 50% off the price of the annual account by using code FTL50 when you sign up for the premium account. That's FTL and the number 50. That gets you savings, by the way, for the lifetime of the account. And that 50% off on that annual account price brings the price down to around $5 a month. But if you want to save even more, use code FTLBTC, then pay with Bitcoin, and you'll save 62% off the price of that annual account. So those are two codes, FTL50 or FTLBTC. You get it all with a risk free 7-day money back guarantee, and ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits. So go to proxpn.com/FTL and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. As we continue here, let's go to Jake in Tucson. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris.
Hello, how you doing?
Jake, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I listened to your podcast last night, and it was very interesting. You guys were on the subject of military service and how people can serve and still be in a liberty mindset. And basically, I'm in that kind of, that gray area of someone who's, I would say, liberty-minded, yet still in the service.
Sorry to hear that.
I find it very difficult because I came to liberty, I guess. You might call it transition to that mindset when I was at 14 years in, and then I was in Afghanistan. Yeah. So
14 years into the military, you came across the ideas of freedom. They gelled with you. You liked it. You moved closer toward the ideas of liberty. Was it Ron Paul? What brought you on board?
It was Gary Johnson. And,
interesting.
Well, I'm sorry. It was Libertopia, the movie.
The movie about the Free State Project, early movers.
Yes, then it was Gary Johnson.
How did you find Libertopia? Was it just like a random thing on the internet? What connected you to that?
I was researching candidates, and I wouldn't say that I was on board with Gary Johnson, but I came across Libertopia.
Was he in that movie?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
But the path led me to Gary Johnson, you know. And
gotcha.
I had actually, a long time ago, I wrote a letter while I was deployed to you guys, and you... And I described myself as a constitutionalist, you know, at the time. And I'm telling you, I guess I've had quite a growth in what I would consider my understanding of liberty. But I just kind of wanted to lay my case out because I'm having a difficult time.
Please do.
I'm sorry?
I said please do. Go ahead.
Okay. So I just hit 16.
16 years.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
16 years. So my enlistment is up at 17, but that puts me 3 years from retirement.
Got it.
I have this just, I'm a Free State Project participant.
Excellent.
I don't know. I was curious because it was nice to hear you guys talk about it yesterday because I have a real, real tough time dealing with it.
Dealing with the idea that, just to clarify, the difficulty is that you're 4 years away from retirement. You could stick it out for another 4 years in the military and then have some level of monthly pension coming from them as opposed to, you know, going the principled route or whatever and leaving the military. Is that your difficulty?
Yes. And also the Mark has, I know he's not there tonight, but he's often said how little the military gets paid, which I think he's pretty much incorrect on that, because we do get paid well. So that's another barrier to my just leaving. You know, I have bills and I have kids
That's how they get you.
Doing your job.
Yeah.
Well, so what are they asking you to? What's your role in the military these days? I mean, are you combat or what are you doing?
I was operational.
What's that mean?
Co-conspirator.
No. No, it's so I would fly on a plane. But I don't do that at the moment due to some medical issues. So in a way, I'm kind of padded now against a role in that type of combat, I guess.
So you previously have flown planes. Does that mean you're in the Air Force?
Yeah.
Okay. So you've previously flown planes. You don't do that anymore due to medical condition. Oh, Chris, what do you think?
If you're calling here looking for somebody to justify you staying in the military, I think you're calling the wrong place, frankly, okay? Because you know what you're doing. And that's why you're calling here, sir. You're calling here because you know that it's wrong. That's why you're on the phone right now, because you know that it's wrong. And you're looking for somebody to tell you that it's not. That's what it sounds like to me.
No. I appreciate your point of view. I'm very thankful. I don't know that I want justification. I just find it very difficult. I'm just saying it's hard for me to justify getting out at this moment. And yeah, I mean, I get it. I understand. I don't appreciate what's going on. I don't agree with it at all. And I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to tell people how difficult it can be sometimes with certain people.
I don't doubt that it's difficult, and there's a certain amount of sympathy that I can have for you. But I mean, you've been overseas, you've been at war, you know what this is, you know what's happening, and now maybe you don't have to be directly in combat, maybe you don't personally have to kill anybody. But whatever you're doing, I said co-conspirator for a reason. Whatever you're doing, you're playing a supporting role. And you know what? There's a certain argument to be made that hey, if you come back here, you get a job, you're paying taxes, you're paying a supporting role.
Yeah,
anyway.
You're doing the same thing.
I mean, this possibility exists. Some people will give you the argument that, well, if you stick it out the next 3 years and then you get that pension, then you can dedicate all your energy to the fight for liberty. And I mean,
you could. Rich Paul's made the argument before, Chris Cantwell, that there's nothing wrong inherently with, like, taking a welfare check from the state, because ultimately you paid into the system, so why not get some money back out of it, especially if you're going to use that money to try to take the state down?
Well, that depends on a number of things. A lot of people didn't pay into that system, and those people deserve to get absolutely nothing from it. Okay, but you know there are people who did things, right? You know, and hey, you know, look, in the absence of the state, we would have security people who were, you know, rugged men who would run around with weapons and go deal with dangerous people. Okay, I mean, these jobs would exist in the absence of the state. I don't think they'd be quite as bountiful as they are today, but they would exist.
You know, as much as you might like, Chris Campbell, for people to leave their government roles, especially the police or the military, the ones who are more actively involved in violence, I can also understand why somebody who might come to the ideas of liberty wouldn't necessarily want to do that, but also the fact that I'd rather have more liberty-oriented cops even in this state monopoly system.
But you know that they can't do that.
Go ahead.
I'd like to talk on that point of view, because...
Thought, Jake. We'll bring it back for that here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Cops have discretion. They can ignore certain things. There's more coming up here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with this Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you take control. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You know, we started the show intending to give you more information about the whole Bill Cosby situation. We never really got around to that. Maybe we will. Still, we've got a couple segments left here.
With the context of the last two segments, he probably was a rapist.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. That was terrible.
The cause, man.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I don't know what the story is. I don't know what the truth is, but we can give you some of the allegations here if we get the chance. But this is how Free Talk Live works. We come to the table with stuff to talk about, and if you've got other stuff to talk about,
you call in and derail us and totally ruin the show.
No, it's been great. Actually,
I've been having a blast tonight.
Good calls so far tonight. Your calls are welcome. The toll free number is 855-453. Oh, by the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by the 101 Reasons film, 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. This was a great movie. I watched it for the first time over the weekend. I'm one of the co-producers of the movie, so I got to see it sort of an early copy of it. It came out officially on Monday. It's now been 2 full days since it's been released, and the movie is doing very well, I would say. It's gotten about 3,000 views a day for the last 2 days, which means that it's doing better than Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, which was the first movie that I was the executive producer on. That was 3,000 views in the first day, and then it went down around like 1,500 the second day. So Derek Jay's a more of a significant drop. The 101 Reasons film's kind of staying steady at 3,000. It's not spiking up in a dramatic, you know, viral shoot-up, which would be nice to see happen, but 6,000 views in 2 days isn't too shabby for a Liberty movie.
No, that's not shabby at all.
For an hour-long presentation as well.
That's huge for an hour-long presentation. Normally, it's difficult to get people to share long videos in general.
A two-minute video is a typical successful length on YouTube.
You want a viral video, you do not exceed 5 5 minutes. There's it's the major rule in YouTubing. And so you got an hour long film that's getting 3,000 a day. You're off to a real good start.
Yeah, it's going very well. And if you haven't seen it yet and you love freedom, if you don't love freedom, please don't bother. Don't waste your time on this. But if you love liberty, you understand what freedom means. You know, your right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else. And that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. If you get those ideas, this is the film for you. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch it right there via their YouTube channel. That's 101reasonsfilm.com. It's all about New Hampshire and why New Hampshire is the destination for the ideas of freedom, for people who care about liberty. And I think it's persuasive, it's well edited, and it's got a lot of good information packed into that 1 hour. Go check it out. In fact, the torrent's available now. So if you don't want to watch it on YouTube, you want to download a copy for yourself in 1080p, you can do that through the torrent that's available on the Pirate Bay. So you can go and actually get a link to that real easily by going to freekeen.com. I posted a link up there.
I imagine that one might even be on like legaltorrents.com or something like that, because we're not intellectual property freaks who are telling you not to copy our movie. Go ahead, please. Burn some DVDs, hand them out.
Yeah, please copy the movie. In fact, I'm actually working on behind the scenes on and putting a DVD together.
Excellent.
Which will actually include both the 101 Reasons film and Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree on the same disc, because I think
they're double feature.
Yeah, well, like a Grindhouse, I think, or whatever. I think that these movies complement themselves so well, because civil disobedience doesn't really get a play in the 101 Reasons film, and so it's a nice...
Because one of the 101 Reasons is not go to jail.
That's true. But we've had some really exciting civil disobedience here in New Hampshire.
Sure
as well.
Have, man.
And Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree gives you a slice of that. So go and check it out, 101reasonsfilm.com, as we go to your calls and thoughts. We still have Jake on the line in Tucson calling regarding the military. There was a point that you were getting at, Jake, you wanted to make, and we just ran out of time in that last segment, so go ahead.
Hey, yeah, we were talking about, you know, wanting more liberty-oriented people in the position of, like, the public service, I guess, the military police, and, you know, whatever. And I was going to say, my last point, I guess, was that I am not quiet about my position, so, because I know, I guess, a lot of people are kind of scared to talk about it, but I pretty much tell everybody I meet that I work with my point of view, and I would say that that's a pretty decent thing to do.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to be in, at least be out about your viewpoint. That makes sense, because they can't fire you for having that viewpoint at this point. You know, you're tenured or whatever. They're not going to be able to terminate you because of it. So that makes sense. And you could be responsible for turning more people inside the military towards the ideas of freedom. I think there are some good things that can be done from the inside of the system, Chris Campbell. I don't think he should just quit his job.
Look, it's a value judgment that has to be made, right? I mean, look, it's not like you can't, it's not like there's no value that you can provide to advancing your beliefs there. I'll acknowledge that, right? But, you know, is it a moral, is it a good thing? You know, I'm going to go ahead and say that you'd have to do quite a bit. You'd really have to do quite a bit in your lifetime to make up for some of the wrong that you're going to have to do to stay in there. And you know that. And that's why you're thinking about getting out, and that's why you're talking to us.
I researched some of the avenues to get out early. I can't do it right now.
What do you mean?
Hang on one second. Because I mean, it's not that you can't. It's a matter of the price might be too high, though, right? So I mean, let's just speak in honest terms. It's excuse me, just one second, okay? And I do respect that. Look, you're calling in here and you're being pretty honest with us, and I appreciate that. But I'm a big fan of like what I perceive to be straight talk here. It's not a matter of can't. It's a matter of there's an expense attached to it. That is, there's a value judgment that you have to make. You can leave the military. You can do that. But there are situations that will come as a result. There are consequences of doing that you might not want to pay.
I can't support my children from jail. You know what I mean? Like,
Well, you may not end up in jail. I mean, we've had guys call the show over the years who have explained how they were able to get, I believe, honorable discharges after, you know, going and basically just saying, look, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm leaving. You know, what are you going to do about it? That kind of thing. And that it has actually worked out for them. I don't remember the exact details on how they went about that, but there are stories like that, and we've heard them on this show. Like, Like, it's not as bad as they make it seem like it is.
Yeah, and other guys got, you know, other guys get kicked out with dishonorable discharges, and they still manage to go and make a life for themselves. They don't end up in jail. You can do this. You can.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. But yeah.
No. Go ahead. Make your point. I'm sorry.
I apologize. It's a myth that hold this, because they tell you, oh, if you get a dishonorable discharge, your life is ruined. And I have a brother who was in the Army, and every job he's ever had, they don't even ask to see any evidence that he's wrongfully discharged.
Well, what are you worried about then? I mean, what's the concern?
I mean, the worst case scenario, you could haul off and punch a commanding officer if you had to.
The worry is jail, right? You're worried they're going to put you in the brig.
Well, no, it's just, my point is, I get like 3 years and some change, and I can get a decent retirement.
It's the pension, then. You don't want to lose the pension. That's what this. Your primary motivation is?
How hard is that? You know, I'm saying it's not principled. I get that. I could never call myself a principled, you know.
Nobody can say they're truly principled, right? Because it would require, you know, not walking on the government's roads and things like that. I mean, everybody to some extent has paid a tax. Everybody to some extent has obeyed a regulation, an ordinance, even if, you know, like, you know, even in Derek J's victimless crime spree, this epic victimless crime spree where Derek doesn't hurt anybody, but at the very end he takes a plea deal because, well, he went in too deep and, you know, we can only take so much.
Right.
I don't blame you, man.
But there's a big difference, I think, between driving on a road, paying a tax that you're extorted into paying, and like not taking a pension. You know, let's not cut corners here, guys.
True. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I mean, you know, I guess
it's tempting, though, Chris. I mean, wouldn't you be tempted in that situation?
Look, I ran for Congress. Believe me, I understand the temptation of the ring of power, pal. You know what I'm saying? I get it. You know.
Well, I don't have any power, but.
Well,
just a grunt.
Look, believe me, a monthly paycheck, you know, that you don't have to show up for work for anymore is power, right? I mean, if you come, you stick out the 3 years, you come to New Hampshire, you've got a livable income. Look, you can do
good. That's pretty sweet.
You can do good. You'll be in a good position. You'll have a good life with your family. You'll have, you know, everything that you need, basically.
We need people with money here. Who cares if it comes from the state?
Well, you know, I don't want this guy to hurt himself anymore. This guy's going to go and act in service to the state. He knows that he's doing wrong. He's being morally injured. He's suffering moral injury by staying.
It's a tough call, Jake. I thank you for the call tonight. I wouldn't blame you for staying in.
Think long and hard about it.
I also would understand getting out as well. And I thank you and let us know how it goes. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which you're coming up.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow, bladder emptying, and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. You can try Super Beta Prostate free. Only pay shipping and handling. This free giveaway is available while supplies last. For details, just call 800-659-5412. That's 800-659-5412. Call 800-659-5412.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, maybe enough time for your call. If you dial now, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. And if you like what we're doing, then please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. You get perks. We take the $5 in and invest it into the show, meaning we'll get on more radio stations. In fact, I want to welcome our newest affiliate, which is actually a former affiliate, the Rock of Talk, 95.9 FM and AM 1600 KIVA in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So welcome aboard. We actually were on Kiva years ago, and you know, things happened. We got taken off, and the format changed or whatever. And now it's a talk station in a different way now, and the new program director, new owner, brought us back on board. So welcome back to our Albuquerque listeners.
Welcome back, Albuquerque. So good to be with you.
So you can
go- I love that Breaking Bad thing. You guys were awesome.
It was a great show. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And by the way, amp.freetalklive.com, as I said, you get perks so you get access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only Facebook group. Chris, you're in that group, the Amp Only Facebook group.
I am, because I am an Amp supporter. I don't get paid to do the show. I pay them. Do you believe this?
That's true.
I'm such a loser. I've got this whole like professional media personality thing all screwed up. Go to ChristopherCantwell.com/donate and send me Bitcoin, because yes. I am poor.
You are desperate for cash right now. You're even doing nude modeling on the internet.
Yes, I'm
nearly nude modeling.
Well, I mean, it is nude. There's a nude photo of me on the internet right now, but it's been photoshopped.
Really?
It's been photoshopped.
But that wasn't actually a V-mask in front of your genitals.
No. That is a naked photograph of me where I have photoshopped in a V-mask. I want it to be full authentic.
Should we talk about where you can find that picture?
We can do that.
There's a website that has been launched here.
I didn't actually take the photo. What happened was there's this like...
We don't know who took the photo, right? We don't want to reveal too much here.
The thing is that there's this local like pro-government activist group, right? And their website is stopfreekeen.info, right?
Yeah.
And these lunatics, they stalk me.
all over the place, and they like post pictures of me, and they dream about me. They're obsessed with my sex life. They're so weird. And they have this website, stopfreaking.info, and apparently they managed to get a naked photograph of me. They had the decency to like put the Guy Fawkes mask over my genitalia.
Right.
And thank you for that, thanks, Andrea, or whoever took the photo. But really, it's an invasion of my privacy. It's an invasion.
Yeah.
They've got pictures of me lifting weights and using my computer.
How did they do that?
They're really, they're sick.
Resourceful.
They're sick, sick people. They're governments, you know, they're pro-government people, so they're just like property is theft. They're a bunch of liberals. You know, they don't care. They're just like, come in your house, take photos.
The Stop Free Keeners, from what I've seen, are a mix between liberals and conservatives. I mean, there's all kinds of political stripes in there. But one thing they agree on is that the state should crush Free Keen.
Yes, because, of course, liberals and conservatives can certainly agree on that much, that freedom is a bad thing, yep, and we have to stop it.
So check it out, stopfreekeen.info, the latest article is the one where there's actually a nude picture of you in there, Christopher Cantwell. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Oh, by the way, don't forget the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Please go get signed up over there for $5 a month. ChristopherCantwell.com/donate, was it?
ChristopherCantwell.com/donate,
perfect,
if you'd like to do that, and then I can stop nude modeling for pro-government lunatics on the internet.
Todd is in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Todd.
Hey, guys. How are y'all this evening?
Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
Actually, Vladimir Putin. Let me just say this real quickly. I just discovered you guys a couple of weeks ago on 93.3 here in Tallahassee.
Excellent.
Kind of become an addict. I really enjoy your show very much.
Hey, thanks. Before you go on with your thoughts, if you are enjoying Free Talk Live, contact your local program director when you get a chance during the week during business hours and say thank you for airing Free Talk Live, because program directors never hear enough nice stuff about the stuff they put on the air. Usually it's people calling to complain. So if you call and say something nice, then it'll be really conspicuous, and then you might get more hours of Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I would like that too.
So we do 3 hours a night. I think
it's available every night.
We do 3 hours a night, 7 nights per week, live here on Free Talk Live.
I get it. I think I get it every night here.
You certainly can. But I think you guys are only taking an hour, but I could be wrong. Maybe I don't have my affiliate list in front of me, and we've got, you know, 150 of them, so I don't remember all of the details on that. Todd, what were you going to say?
Well, I was just curious. What do you guys think maybe Vladimir Putin's next move after Ukraine is going to be? I'm certain he's going to get what he wants there eventually. And do you think maybe he's, you know, I have a friend of mine who's trying to get some t-shirts made that says Russia is back. He's trying to get, he really thinks that they're, you know, a real problem for us in the future. And I kind of think so too. Like they never maybe went away completely. And I'm just maybe getting your thoughts on that.
What do you think, Chris Campbell? Is Russia going to be a problem for the United States in the future?
I think that governments are problems for people, and that the United States and Russia will probably saber-rattle at each other and sort of be jerks and kill a whole bunch of people. And that's probably what's going to happen, is that a bunch of people are going to die because a bunch of government sociopaths are going to be jerks.
Yeah, but is there going to be some kind of actual overt conflict, or is it going to be another Cold War? I mean, what's that going to look like?
Well, I mean, I wrote about that there was like another Cold War, and I'm like, I'm not concerned about what the Russians are doing, you know? I'm concerned about what the United States is doing. The United States is screwing me over all the time, and they're like, be afraid of the Russians. And I'm like, well, the Russians are not my problem.
I agree. It's misdirection,
so
I think.
They're in concert. So do you think they're in concert?
No, I wonder about that sometimes. I mean, look, you gotta imagine there's a bunch of powerful sociopaths who want to kill people and steal money. You know, they might have a conversation once in a while. They got it together at the Bilderberg thing.
Yeah, but
how
likely do they all get along, right? I mean, if there's different gangs of sociopaths out there, there is a good chance they will be at each other's throats for power.
I mean, there's that, and then they might, you know, go sneak off into the men's room together for all I know. I don't know what these people are doing. It's a secret for a reason.
Oh, but that's what sucks.
Maybe they're checking each other for wires.
Go ahead, Todd. I'm sorry.
I want to know more. It sucks.
You'll never know. I mean, you'll never know for sure, right? Like, you know, these international intrigue, you'll never have any clue what the real situation is. But we do know I agree with Chris Cantwell here on this one, that whether it's Red China or whether it's Russia or Iran or whatever the boogeyman of the moment is, it's all designed to distract you from what's happening here now. It's the American government that are putting millions of people in prison cells here, and it's
absolutely
not the Russians.
Absolutely. absolutely. Listen, I completely agree with that. I do. I do. And I realize that they're going to use whatever they can use to keep us, you know, looking the other direction. I mean, it's sleight of hand. There's no doubt about it. But at the same time, I do think that problems can arise that we are going to have to deal with either militarily or, you know, covertly with the CIA or whatever the case may be. And I think that, you know, a lot of the, I mean, it's just like the whole thing with the Muslim problem we have now. Everybody, those people aren't.
We don't have a Muslim problem. Man. I'd like it's to point power. Out,
it's about
Todd.
Power. No, I agree completely. That thing is about power, and those people are using religion
sure.
to distract from the reality of what they're
but
doing.
But let's be clear, right? Like Russia is a lot more dangerous than Afghanistan as far as
Absolutely.
States are concerned. I mean,
Absolutely.
Russia actually has jets that can fly around and things like that.
They still have lots of ICBMs, I'm sure, too. You know?
So the U.S. government would have to tread a lot more carefully involving itself in some sort of a conflict like that. Thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. But, Russia... probably not likely to be some sort of world war between the United States and
mutually
Russia.
Mutually assured destruction and whatnot? I don't think so. I mean, they might, you know, screw around, proxy wars, they do different things. You know, next time the United States decides to go and invade a country, they fund the opposition. I mean, they do things like this. The United States does this to Russia.
There's internal conflicts in the, you know, the whole Russia, Chechnya, et cetera, et cetera. That area is, you know, definitely a conflict-oriented place. But the U.S. government, from what I understand, hasn't exactly rolled in tanks like they have done in other places.
Right.
So they're going to pick on the easy marks, as we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And of course, Afghanistan was not an easy mark, necessarily. They had a tough-as-hell time going up against a bunch of ragtag group of insurgents.
Yeah, it didn't pan out so good.
Right, so they certainly aren't going to want to go up against the Russians. Jake is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jake.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Nothing. I went to the Colbert Report today.
Uh-oh.
I had tickets with my friends, so I know it's like balancing my life between like my personal life and my anarchist life. It's funny because I have to be sort of a closet anarchist, but I went
New York
to
City
the Colbert Show. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
You got to tell us real quick, like less than 30 seconds. Go.
Okay, so at the Stephen Colbert Report, they make fun of Chris Cantwell and the Free State Project.
Oh no, that was
what about
tonight?
Stop Free Keen? Do they make fun of them too?
Yeah, it was Free Keen.
No, Stop Free Keen.
Yep.
I don't think...
They don't mention Stop Free Keen? Because they came to town and they shot video of Free Keen activists and the Stop Free Keeners. They didn't make the cut into the final product?
I can't remember. I remember seeing Chris Cantwell's face, and I was just really shocked.
Don't miss the Colbert
Report
tonight.
Yeah,
don't miss it, folks.
On Comedy Central, I think, right? That's where his show is? We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
It's Lumber Liquidators' third annual Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale. Right now, get incredible end-of-year deals before they're gone. There's no better time to get hardwoods, like Brazilian Koa, for an unheard of 40% off. And all bamboo is up to 30% off. Plus, our thickest and best laminates are 25% off our lowest prices. And get 26-month special financing. Even more deals are added daily in our stores. It only happens once a year. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.